This is episode 23 of the Globetrotter Lounge podcast.
You're listening to the Globetrotter Lounge podcast. Conversations with women who have found creative ways to travel more. With your host, travel hacker and online course creator, Jet Set Lizette.
Welcome to the Globetrotter Lounge podcast. It's the podcast dedicated to inspiring you to travel more. I'm your host, Jet Set Lizette, a travel hacker who's been able to save over $100,000 in travel costs by racking up airline miles and hotel points. I believe that if you want to get to your bucket list destination, then you need to start taking concrete steps, no matter how small. Hearing how others have successfully made travel a priority is a great way to get ideas and get motivated. This podcast is going to help you become the globetrotter you've always wanted to be by bringing you valuable tips, resources, and insights from seasoned travelers. So today I'm going to share a really fun and short interview that I did with my niece Leah, who is 8 years old. She was with me in Mexico and we were all there on a family trip. I had a broken ankle. This was over Christmas. I was there with not only like in-laws, you know, parents, grandparents, but we also had my husband's brother, so my brother-in-law and his wife, and their two daughters. And the younger one, Leah, is the one that you're going to be hearing from. And it was just really fun to talk to her about travel and what she thinks about travel and what her experience being in Mexico was like. Before we dig in, I want to tell you about my new free 7-day email course. It's called 7 Steps to Free Travel, and it breaks down the steps I've taken to rack up over a million airline miles and hotel points, enabling me to travel to dream destinations pretty much whenever I want. If you want to check it out, it's totally free. Just go to stepstofreetravel.com. That's stepstofreetravel.com.
Hello, welcome to the Globetrotter Lounge, and I am with my aunt, Jet Set Lizette.
Okay, we're recording live from Mexico, Zihuatanejo, a land of sunshine, beach, relaxation, and seafood, and tortillas. And I'm here right now with someone special. She's my niece. She's 8 years old. And what is your name?
I'm Leah.
Hey, Leah. So what do you think of being in Mexico so far? Do you like it?
Yes, definitely so.
What's been your favorite part of this trip that we've been on this Christmas?
Probably riding my horse.
That's right. You got to ride a horse. And was that like the first time you've ridden a horse?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what it was like.
Well, I did a little bit of trotting, and it was very bumpy, and I liked it a lot.
You looked super natural out there, like you'd done it before. I was really impressed. So tell me, Leah, how many countries have you been to so far?
Mexico, Canada, Germany, and Austria.
Wow. So you've already been to 4 countries, and then I know you've been to some places in the United States, too. So you're already doing quite a bit of traveling.
Yes.
So tell me, Leah, what do you like about traveling?
Well, I think it would be traveling and buying things, souvenirs, so I can remember where you've been.
Okay. And do you like seeing new places and making new friends?
Definitely so.
What other cool things have you seen on this trip? I remember this morning, I think you saw something pretty special.
That is very right. I saw some dolphins this morning.
Wasn't that magical?
Yes.
And I also think you made a friend yesterday. What was her name?
Maria de Jesus.
And you guys spent a lot of the day in the pool and playing games. Was that fun? Was it hard to communicate? Because she speaks Spanish and you speak English.
Kind of in the middle. We more like communicated with pictures.
Oh, so you drew pictures to communicate? Or how did you do that?
we shaped things with our hands and wrote words.
Okay. Well, it seemed like you were getting along fine and you had a lot of fun the whole day, pretty much, huh?
Yes.
So where do you want to go next? Do you know if you want to travel somewhere? If you could go somewhere in the whole wide world, which place would you pick next?
Europe.
I hope we get to go to Europe together.
Yes.
Thanks for being on my podcast, Leah.
Anytime.
Okay, well, welcome to the season 2 opener episode for the Globetrotter Lounge podcast. I'm so glad that we're back up and running. It was a really great break that I took. I needed to do that, and a lot happened on the break. I'm going to actually tell you more about what happened. But anyway, it's great to be back and really excited. I loved kicking it off with that interview with my niece, Leah. You know, it just makes me so happy to see young girls traveling, to instill in our upcoming generation of women the love of travel and getting them started early. My parents did that with me. My mom did that with me. And I love being on trips with Leah and her older sister, Lana. You know, it just means a lot to me to share travel experiences with her, with both of them, and to know that they're going to probably grow up appreciating going and exploring other cultures, being out there in the world and meeting friends like she did, making connections, even if you don't always speak the language. It's just such a great gift to give our kids. My son was on that trip as well down in Mexico. He loves travel. He's been traveling since he was itty bitty little guy. Like, I think the first trip was to Canada when he was 7 weeks old. He's gone to India. He's been to, you know, Korea. He's been to Brazil. He's been to Mexico. I can't remember, Europe. So he loves travel too. So, you know, having our kids travel, it's just amazing, right? Opens up the world to them. And as I'm thinking about the upcoming season, you know, all the women I interview, they're like role models for me, basically. They're my travel heroes. I'm really hoping to get some of my biggest travel heroes on this podcast in this upcoming season. Super excited about that. I definitely have guest goals, hashtag guest goals. Not going to totally reveal them in case I don't get them on. But, you know, my original travel heroes, though, they were in my family, like my mom. I haven't talked a lot about my mom yet here, but she's originally from Canada, from Montreal. And because of her, I speak French, which allows me to, you know, be able to travel to French-speaking countries and completely understand what's going on. I love Paris, and I also love it because when I'm there, I can communicate with people. I'm close to fluent in French, pretty much. So, you know, my mom really was a big part of me being able to move around the world in a different way because she gave me the gift of language. She really worked at it too. She used to stand next to the television when Sesame Street was on and translate all of it into French and tell it to me in French. I kid you not. So she also loved traveling. And because of her, we went to Europe when I was young. We went to Mexico a bunch of times. I remember her traveling to Mexico in a full leg cast because she'd had surgery on her knee and she didn't let it stop her. She was like, I'm still going for our family vacation to Mexico. She was on crutches, navigating really steep bus stairways to go into town, going to the beach, sitting on the beach, bringing a backpack with her. Like, she was unstoppable. Like, it was just, it was on. And so she showed me that, like, hey, travel is important. It's a priority. I'm going to do it no matter what. And she later in her life, when I was in college, she was going down to Jalapa, which at the time, it's in Mexico, near Puerto Vallarta. At the time, you definitely could only get there by boat. I think you still can. It's a peninsula. It's not an island, but it feels like an island. And she was going down there every year and staying down there for months to get out of the Seattle winter alone. My parents were divorced by then. And so she would go down there and just rent a really small, like, open air type house and just be there. And I remember being like, what? Like, my mom's so bold. She's just like, I'm out. You know, she adopted dogs while she was down there. And like, she just would have this whole Mexican life. She went later in her life, like in her 70s, she went and lived for, I think, a whole like semester in Guanajuato and studied Spanish. Like, what's up with that? So my mom has been one of my biggest travel role models. And so I love being able to be a role model in turn for my niece, for my son, and really put out there that travel can be a priority and it can be doable. And there's ways to find there's ways to be able to travel more. So I also want to, you know, just for the opener, I want to talk a lot about what my plans are for not only this season coming up, but also my personal travel goals and plans. And I also want to share with you a little bit of what's been happening in my life, because there's been a lot of exciting things going on that are going to allow me to travel more and are connecting me with other travelers and other people who are really excited about the kinds of things I'm excited about, like saving money when we travel. So I guess, first of all, I'll start with that big news. So I actually landed a job because of what I'm doing, because of my travel hacking, because of my podcasting. I landed a job with a company called Navit. And you may have seen this if you're on my email list, if you follow me on Instagram or, you know, on Facebook, you may have seen me post about this. I do have a recent blog post on my site about this whole new chapter that's been unfolding. But basically, I met a woman named Erin Papworth, and she is the CEO and founder of Navit. And I interviewed her for episode 21, if you want to check that out. And she has this great app that's all about empowering women to become prosperous on their own terms, to basically have a tool in their pocket that can allow them to manage their money, set savings goals, achieve dreams such as travel dreams, could be other things, but basically empowering them to really dive into what money management means and not be afraid to do that. More and more women are tackling that topic right now. The voices of women in finance, it's growing all the time, louder and louder. But really, she wanted to present a feminine perspective to navigating finances and have it be appealing to women, and also have a place for women to come together and talk about how they've navigated finances and life and travel and how they've gotten through challenges and offer real talk about it. And so there's a great component to the app that's all about community. So not only can you work on savings, can you literally connect your bank accounts to look at what you've got coming into budget. Whoops, that word, people don't like it. Let's call it something else. It's a way to prioritize. So you can look at what your priorities are each month and how you spend your money. And then also, again, set a goal. So right away when I heard about this, I loved it. And I interviewed her for my podcast because I was like, wow, this is going to really help women travel more if they can see how they can save for those big trips. The articles that are in the app are really great. There's articles about like Iceland and Europe and Africa, and but not just, wow, this is a great destination, here's a city I love, but how much does it cost once you get there? How much does it cost to get coffee on the left bank versus the right bank of Paris? You know, where can you get a good breakfast? And then you can actually price those things out and then add them to your savings goal if you're planning to go to Paris. You can actually add it into this goal that then gives you a total that you can say, oh, all right, to go to Paris, I need like this much money between the food, the experiences I want to have, getting there on the flight. So really good, concrete, practical tips, strategies, tools to help you make goals and meet goals. So I was excited, and I guess that came through. And it turned out that Navit really wanted to create some more products, and they wanted to have a podcast. They wanted to get their philosophies and kind of mission out there and interview other people who are navving their finances and navving travel and lifestyle. So I was hired to be the podcast host and product manager, which has allowed me to step into a location independent job. Erin does happen to be in Seattle where I live, but she also, you know, it's fine. We have other team members who live elsewhere. So it's fine to live elsewhere. We've got people on the East Coast. You can be traveling and still work as long as you're being productive. So I've got that, which I've never had and I've always wanted. Of course, I get pay, I get benefits, and I get to do what I love. So I'm actually just about to kick off another podcast. The Navit podcast will launch about a week after this one. So, you know, stay tuned for that. Lots of great conversations, lots of great stories with women who have navigated finances and lifestyle so that they can achieve their dreams. So pretty exciting for me personally, and it's going to allow me to travel more myself, which brings me to my 2019 travel goals and plans. A lot of what I'm doing with Navit is bringing me to conferences and meeting other women. I'm actually headed to the Women's Travel Fest in a few days. I'm going to New York City to do that. And that's pretty exciting. I'm also going to be in DC later in the year, going to FinCon. I'll be in Orlando going to the Podcast Movement Conference, which is amazing. I'm also going to be at the Women in Travel Summit. That happens in May in Portland, Maine. So lots of travel based around women, podcasting, finance, and travel. So love it. I always love to get on a plane and go places, so I'm totally into it. So that's my domestic travel. I also have some personal fun trips coming up. I've got Singapore, Bali, and Hong Kong coming up in the fall. Never been to any of those places. I'm possibly going on a trip to research for a potential Jet Set Lizette trip where I bring people on a trip with me. That will be to Vienna and Prague. So I will be going later this year to do a research trip for that. And I am trying to also sneak in possibly a visit to Iceland. The year will wrap up with a cruise with my dad and friends down kind of in Central America. We're going to go to the Panama Canal, Belize, Cuba, Costa Rica. I think there's something like 8 countries on the itinerary. So really exciting. I've got a lot of travel planned this year, and almost, well, pretty much all the flights are all using my miles and points. I still have right now a little bit over 1 million miles. I went down to about 800,000 because I shelled out a lot for Singapore, Bali, and Hong Kong. But now I'm back up over 1 million with some recent credit cards I've opened. So lots of travel, all on miles and points, except for the cruise. My dad is actually kindly, generously hosting that in return for me helping him travel as he's quite elderly. So yeah, so you can find me at those different conferences. If you're going to be at any of those, I would love to see you. Shoot me a message. Let me know if you're going to be there because I'd love to meet up with you in person. You can always reach me at lizette@jetsetlizette.com. Lizette is spelled L-I-S-E-T-T-E. And one exciting thing, when I go to the Women in Travel Summit in May in Portland, Maine, I just recently found out that the Globetrotter Lounge podcast was nominated for one of their Bessie Awards, which is a new group of awards that they're giving out annually. I was very honored. I am very honored and humbled. The list of people who are like on this sheet of who they've nominated for different awards within this Bessie Awards ceremony, there's some of my biggest heroes in there. Amazing content creators, travel bloggers, just really phenomenal to see my name on a list with all of them. So I'm very honored that people nominated me. So we'll see what happens there. That's something that only previous Women in Travel Summit attendees can vote on. So I'm not putting it out there for like, you know, everybody to just vote for me or something. But yeah, really exciting. And on top of all of that, part of why I'm excited to be there at the Women in Travel Summit and these other events that I'm going to is that I now have a portable podcast set up. So I will be podcasting at a lot of these events and bringing, recording at a lot of these events and bringing the voices of the women I meet, the travelers I meet to this season. So I'm really excited about that. And I've got a lot of great guests already lined up for next season. I've got people who range from, travel influencers. I've had one of those before, well, a few of them before, but, you know, different angles from travel influencers. I've got women who are really heavily tied up in big careers that you wouldn't think they would have time to travel, but they still do, like doctors. Lots of great potential guests lined up. One of my favorites is a woman that I know, Summer, who has been traveling around in a van to different national parks around the country. So that's really cool, right? So lots of variety. I'm always, keeping an ear on the ground for people to interview, although the calendar is pretty full. If you know of someone that you think would be an amazing addition to the list I've already got going, let me know. And I do have a couple great interviews coming up really quickly here. The next episode will be with Nicole Merrill, and she's really great. She talks about the future of work and global careers, kind of the fluidity of work that's happening these days, how we can kind of work from anywhere and do different kinds of work all at the same time. And then I've got this great woman, Nubia Young, who is living in Thailand and is, you know, living abroad after doing kind of what I've been doing, which is a lot of shorter travel. You know, she finally just said, you know what, I'm leaving. So she ended up moving, and she's got a great podcast also. So more on that. That will be the next two episodes. So first Nicole, then Nubia, and then it's going to roll out from there. But yeah, it should be a really, really great season. So I'm really looking forward to it. And like I said, I have some secret goals that I hope to meet, personal goals on guests. Really excited to see if those work out. So the last thing I want to say about this whole upcoming season is I would love to get your help. And what do I mean by that? I would love to add a component to the season, which is that at the end of the interview, I spend a little bit of time talking about a topic, or, you know, like answering a question, talking about a topic that a listener sends in. So if you have something you'd like for me to talk about around travel hacking in particular, would be great, but it could be other things related to just traveling more. So if you have a question about travel hacking or how I do something, or just something you want me to discuss, I'd love for you to send it to me. You can, again, email me at lizette@jetsetlizette.com. You can also at me. I'm at Jet Set Lizette on Instagram. I'm also at Jet Set Lizette on Facebook. So those are great ways to get a hold of me. Just drop me a line. You can also drop a line on one of my blog posts. You know, there's lots of different ways to do this. So please shoot me some info or some questions, because that will really fuel those fun little snippets at the end of my episodes. So I'd love to hear from you. So I think that is pretty much everything that I wanted to cover. Wait, nope, there's one more thing I wanted to mention, which is travel dreams and goals for the future, because I think it's really easy to feel like, you know, oh, Lizette, she travels a lot. I know I do this with other people. I look at other people and how they're traveling, and I just kind of say, wow, they're doing all that. It's so great. Like, must be nice for them. I'm lightly envious, you know. And the thing is, there's always something that people are still like excited about and dreaming of, like a whole new goal. So yes, I have a lot of miles and points. It's awesome. I still have my goals though, where I want to kind of do even more. So my big goals are to actually, number one, live somewhere abroad for like a year. But let me back up. Before that, I'd love to even just try going somewhere for like a month to 6 weeks. I usually don't do that. And I'd love to research some places that I could potentially live. I feel like if I want to get to that big goal, that I need to, like, you know, research and take the smaller steps. Like, I've been learning from all these women I've interviewed in season one, so many great tips. I kept hearing over and over again is to just take some action towards that larger goal. So I'm going to be accountable. I'm going to ask you to help me be accountable to my goals and just put it out there. I would love at some point, I don't know when, you know, I have family responsibilities and, you know, I don't know when I can be away for a whole year, but I'd like to identify where that will be for sure. And I've talked about either Paris, I've talked about Portugal, specifically Porto or Lisbon, and I've talked about possibly Spain. Spain is because I've studied flamenco dance for a long time and I would love to be living there. Although being in Portugal means it wouldn't be a far drive to Spain. So I think what I need to say is I would like to begin to plan a 2020 4 week to 6 week stay in one of those cities, Porto, Lisbon, Paris, or maybe Madrid, and actually be in one of those cities and like a research experience. Like maybe I'm going to do one of those cities every year till I decide which one I move to, because it might be a 5 year plan, right? I'm thinking. So maybe I need to be in Paris for 6 weeks 1 year, and the next week, I mean, I'm sorry, not the next week, that'd be nice. The next year, I go to Porto for 6 weeks, you know. So that's my big travel goal. I won't even go into like the wander list I have, because Lord, it's long. There are so many like places I've never been that I need to go. Oh my gosh, that could be for a future episode. But yeah, I've got one of those, a wander list. So anyway, Just putting it out there, being accountable. So, hey, if you're listening and you've got any ideas for me, if you want to suggest another Portuguese city to try maybe hanging out in for 4 to 6 weeks instead of the two that I mentioned, or if you have some spin on how I could afford to be in Paris for 6 weeks, if you have a house there and you want to loan it to me, yes, that'd be nice. Let me know. All right, so I think that wraps this opening episode for season two of the Globetrotter Lounge podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Would love to hear your comments, feedback. Would love to hear from you. And please, if you're enjoying this podcast, if you've enjoyed season one and you're looking forward to season two, please, please, please rate, review, and subscribe wherever it is that you listen to this podcast. It helps me get the word out. Please tell a friend to tell a friend. It makes such a difference, word of mouth. So I really appreciate anything you do to share this. Thank you so much for your support. I felt it strongly throughout season one. I did think about not continuing for season two because of time and energy, but I just can't stop doing this. I love so much talking to women and hearing about their stories and then sharing it with you. So thank you. And until the next time, life is short, travel more.